Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM. So it's a Thursday morning. On the phone right now, I've got Mr. Anil Vora. Is that right, Anil Vora?
That's right.
Oh, fingers crossed. I thought my ignorance was going to come racing to the surface there. Now, you're one of the specialists at Nuffield Hospital, who are one of the sponsors here at Phoenix FM, aren't you?
Yes.
What do you actually specialise in?
I specialise in kidney cancer, and I also specialize in laser surgery. Lasers, a very novel treatment for treating a very common condition in elderly men, which is called benign enlargement of the prostate, where men have difficulty passing urine, or they may also seize up and have a catheter, which is a very unpleasant experience.
Yeah, that's not nice at all, is it? Well, I think my father-in-law had a catheter for a while. It was very sore, and it's just
yeah,
not nice.
Yeah.
I'm of that age now, 57, and I really, because what you were talking about a second ago, my urine, is the flow has slowed right down, which is the typical sign of an enlarged prostate, so I've been told.
Yes.
So I should go and get my prostate checked, but I'm just typically I'm a man, I'm burying my head in the sand and hoping it will go away.
Yeah. I think I agree with you. We should now move on with times, because the good thing about the word C, which links to the fear in men and women, the word cancer is the fear we all have. But the good thing is that prostate cancer, over the last few years, treatment has evolved so well that most men nowadays can be cured, and not only get rid of the cancer, but be cured of the cancer. So I think it's the earlier you pick up cancer, if it is there, the better treatment options. But mind you, as you said, only 1 on 10 or 2 out of 10 will have cancer when you have the test done.
If I was to go to the doctor, right, because I can imagine there's a lot of men in the same position that I'm in right now. To go to the doctor, what would the course be? How would he approach this slowing down of the urine?
As we have just talked on the phone, we are talking about the condition, they would normally take a history, which is called medical history, namely to ask if you're having difficulty passing urine, are you getting up at night, has the stream flowed down? And as I put it to older men, they would map out all the toilets in Brentwood High Street, so that when they went out with their partners, that's true.
Really?
They would want to know where the nearest toilet is, because in some men it is such an inconvenience.
Oh, wow.
That every half an hour they need to get to the toilet because they don't empty their bladders.
Oh, wow.
So those things the doctor will ask, and then he will do a prostate examination and order a blood test called PSA, prostate specific antigen.
Yeah.
Now, this blood test evolved nearly 50 years ago, even when I was not a medical student. But even today, there is a lot of reliance on PSA. Not that it diagnoses prostate cancer, but it helps us to at least go in the direction of doing further tests, one of which is a very specific test, MRI scan, magnetic resonance imaging.
Right. So it's just a blood test to start with then?
Yes, a simple blood test and an examination to start with.
Okay, and the examination, is it, as you know, are there rubber gloves involved? That's as far as I'm going to go with that.
No, it literally takes 2 minutes. I think it's more the fear than really the examination.
Yes.
It's not painful. I would say it's just a small discomfort. Literally takes 2 minutes, and then off you go, have a blood test. If it's all clear, then we're happy.
See, now I'm going to have to go through this. I mean, out of what are the percentages of people? Because you hear these really frightening figures with cancer. About it's 50%.
Yeah, I did pull up these figures today just to give us an idea. Prostate cancer, 130 cases are diagnosed every day.
Wow.
And the statistics we have is the most commonest male cancer today in the United Kingdom. And there were 12,000 deaths in 2017. That's the last statistics we hold.
Wow.
But compared to other cancers, it's still very low. Like testicular cancer, which is in young men, the total number of cases diagnosed in 2016, 2018 were only 2,300. Kidney cancer, again, very low. 5% of all adult cancers are kidney cancers. So still, I think prostate is most important.
Yeah. And as you say, as long as you catch it quick enough, you can actually cure it and sort the problem out straight away.
Absolutely. Prostate is a donut-shaped gland which sits literally in the pelvis. The problem is, because it's in such a location, reaching it with various tests is detrimental to early diagnosis and treatment. So once you do the blood test, and if there's anything abnormal, you arrange an MRI scan, followed prostate biopsies, and then patients can be treated. I would say in young men, most people, if you catch it early, it's in the prostate. You must have heard about robotics in surgery.
Yeah.
Robotics is the field which actually started in prostates, and it's so well evolved now, and I think the UK has caught on with the US. I would say at least 80% of prostate cancer operations today are done with using a robot. And
wow.
Because the robot helps the surgeon to do the operation so well, 70 to 80% men are cured once they are having surgery.
Oh, wow. That's fantastic figures.
Yeah. And those who can't, like you have an old man who's got a heart problem, he's not very fit, then he can go down the route of having radiotherapy, which again is very little invasive. You have to lie on a special X-ray table. It probably takes 30 seconds to give the radiation, which is given over a period of 4 to 6 weeks. So that's the radiation treatment if somebody has to go down that route.
Fantastic. Well, and Anil, thank you so much. I'm going to make an appointment now with my doctor, and I'm going to, you've put my mind at rest, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you're right. I think the people who need to worry more than yourselves are, say, if somebody's father or brother has prostate cancer.
Yeah.
I think those are the men who need to be more vigilant. They must make an appointment as soon as possible and get their PSA check, because unfortunately, prostate cancer has a between 2 to 3 times higher risk in the family, which means first degree relatives, either father or brother, not uncles and far off relatives.
All right.
First degree relatives. So if they have been diagnosed prostate cancer, then definitely one should be going for those tests.
Well, Anil, thank you so much for having a chat with me this morning. And I think we're going to have another chat in a couple of weeks with somebody else from Nuffield. Is that right?
I see. Yes. Yeah, I think the message you should be passing across, I know this is for the older men, but in November, I think another message you need to get across to the younger population, the young boys, the young men, of self-examination, especially testicular cancer. You know, it can be picked up very easily if you feel a lump in your testicle. So self-examination in young adults below the age of 30, at least once a month, is something I would recommend most men should do while you're in the shower. It literally takes 2 minutes to do. Examine so that if there's any lumps or bumps, they should report it to the GP. And that's another cancer which has got excellent results if it's ever picked. 95 to more plus percentages of cures with testicular cancer. So we hope that, as you and me say, that we don't want anybody to have the cancer, but if they do, then it should be treatable and they can lead a normal life afterwards.
But it's essential to get in there quickly.
Yes. Awareness, as you say, awareness is something we are advocating, and that's the whole purpose of why we are trying to advocate this.
Brilliant. Anil, thank you so much for talking to me this morning. And
welcome.
We'll speak again soon. Thank you very much.
Sure, Mike. Thank you for that.